Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Big O, I think the Dolphins can live without Preston Williams. I don't know. He did catch a touchdown. First touchdown of the game went to him. I loved it. I thought that was genius on their part. The kid had a bad week last week, and they got his mindset right away, right on track, on a positive. Like, kid, whatever happened last week, forget about it. Here we go. We believe in you. Boom. And it's a lot of what Spo did with Duncan. Duncan was kind of shy, wasn't shooting, and was like, dude, we believe in you. Go shoot. Shoot, shoot, shoot. And if you miss, shoot again. And if you miss, shoot again. And if you miss, shoot four more times. Keep shooting. And now the kid is special. It's part of it. That's what you do with Gesicki. You give him confidence and you allow him to grow. Preston Williams is coming back from a knee injury, bro, and he's out there on the field. I think you're being incredibly unfair to Preston Williams. You should be grateful to Preston Williams that the kid in his second year is coming back from a knee injury and he's showing you the toughness and the dedication that he's staying out there and rehabbing that knee on the field. When he knows he's not 100%, the defense knows he's not 100%, yet he's out there fighting and trying to get to 100% while trying to help you win games. I love Preston Williams more this year than I did last year because that's showing me character. Like I see with the Heat players, character, bro. What the Panther players don't have, the Dolphin players are showing me that. Everybody hated them from 0-7, laughing at them, saying they're a joke, they're tanking. And you know what they told the world? Screw you. We're out here to bust our asses. We're going to improve. We're getting better. And they never got fazed by any of that. Preston Williams is not getting fazed by his injury and his lack of experience because he's only a second-year player. And really, do we count him a second-year player? Or is it almost like the second half of his first year right now, right? That's kind of what he's playing because he only played a half a season. I disagree with you. See, that's where you and I view things differently. And I have way more appreciation for Preston Williams because I know what he's fighting through at the highest level ever in football, and yet he's being as productive as possible. I disagree with you, man. I love what I see with the guy.